The Guiding Light of Faith by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
I have lovingly and tenderly cared for you all these years, and no matter how much the world or circumstances around you change, I will continue to provide the special loving attention and care that I know you need. There are no exceptions. Do what you can, but genuinely, truly, wholeheartedly trust me for the rest. It's too easy for my children to think they are trusting me for the rest, but then to run off and try to do the rest in their own strength. Trusting me for the rest is not simply a state of mind. It affects your actions. It permeates your attitude. It comes out in your conversations. Trusting me is a way of life. The rushing waters of change are coming your way in high, daunting, and perhaps frightening waves. Put your faith in my awesome power, and you'll soon find yourself enjoying the surf of a lifetime, a joyous, thrilling event that will speed you along to the shores of success and greatness. Throughout history, the God factor has been pivotal in the lives of those who loved me and wished to serve me. Let the God factor be a ballast for you as well. No matter how I lead you or others to accomplish my will, remember that I am still the God of all flesh, and that I still have a plan for you, and that I will still do the miraculous for you. Your faith in the God factor will always be a priceless treasure that will bring you into my miracles and my perfect plan for your life. The quote, "It has nothing to do with the position of your body, it's all in how you position your heart," rings true in relation to days of change. If you position your heart to focus on my realm, trusting in me, filling your heart with my words, and finding my personal direction, the rest will follow. If you find yourself in new circumstances, trust that I am there. I am present and powerful, even in the most ordinary circumstances or in situations where you may be tempted to feel you have more control than I do. Your life is ordained by me, and if you continue to include me in your decisions, you'll see that any path I lead you on will be beautiful. You'll find hidden jewels of understanding and wisdom. You'll find new ways to share me with others, and you'll be challenged and fulfilled. If you were a professional mountain climber, you could try climbing on your own, and maybe you would even have the skills and expertise needed to get you to the top. On the other hand, one false step or unsecured rope could send you plummeting. That's why even the most experienced climbers usually have partners with them on the climb. They respect the mountain. They know that it's treacherous and that they can't ever rely simply on their own skill or experience to get them to the top. So it is with your life and choices. Perhaps you are skilled in your profession or life's calling. I have given you the talents you need, and you may have developed them well. But if you are wise, you will always let me help you. I'm your guide and partner in whatever business or life path you embark on. And by including me in your daily affairs, you can trust in my control and my miracle-working power. Faith is a fundamental principle in a Christ-centered life. It's a beautiful quality that declares your trust in my power and ability to care for you. Having faith in me is part of your witness. It's a declaration to others that regardless of your circumstances, you remain certain that I am looking out for you. As you face the future and the options before you, don't lose that personal assurance of faith in me and my promises to care for my own. Faith must remain a resolute feature in your Christian life and walk with me wherever you go. Your faith is what will give you the confidence to walk upon the new pathways that I've highlighted for you. It will enable you to explore the different things that you can do in the physical, but to ultimately rely on me to make up the difference in the spirit. No matter what you can do in the physical, there are certain dynamics within the spirit that must be accomplished in the spirit alone. The success of your future is about the combination of your faith in me and your practical effort, both working together to bring about the results I'm after. Both are needed, and together they will culminate in success. Living by faith isn't an actionless state of being. Rather, it means that you are willing to trust me to bring about the right results as you set about doing what you can in the physical realm. Living by faith means that at the core of your being, you know that I am in control, and you know that you can count on me to provide for you no matter what. Don't smother your flame of faith by trying so hard to achieve success through self-effort. Faith is the light that illumines the path you walk down. It shows you where to go. Holding the flame of faith in your hand doesn't cancel out the need for you to take each step upon that path, but it does make the way clearer. Faith provides you with comfort and reassurance, no matter how new or different the path is that you walk down. Walking into the unknown without your lamp of faith is never a wise move. Your faith in me and in my promises to care for you is a pillar of strength to your spirit. It provides you with the trust you need in order to launch out, to take on new challenges, and to be willing to explore new possibilities and avenues for success. If you put aside your lamp of faith, or you don't ensure that it retains its brightness through replenishing it with the oil of my word, then you're going to find it much harder to venture into the future with confidence. You'll stumble more easily because you won't clearly see what obstacles block your path. You won't have the resolve to remain triumphant when you encounter hardship. So hold tightly to your lamp of faith. Let your faith in me be your guiding light, and as you keep its fire burning brightly, you'll find that the challenges you encounter will be manageable because your confidence in me is strong. You will know that I am walking with you, bringing light to enough of the path ahead that you can proceed into the future of my will for you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.